Hey, number one, what's up?
Hey, Ion. I've got some questions about Andromeda. So,
let's go.
Starting with that session 2019, December 7th that you had with Bert about how, getting back to Andromeda, America lines up with a constellation. America is a dragon, and that's why it wins. Is America the Draco constellation?
It is. In Neptune 31, yes. Or NGC 224, yes.
Okay. And in Greek mythology, Andromeda is the princess in chains that was sacrificed to Satis, the sea beast.
Bound. Now, Greek mythology has that listed as the bound kraken, as the kraken. It's gonna consume you.
Okay. And was that the sea beast that you just talked to Bert about from the TikTok earlier?
Computer says yes. It's M31. Okay. M31. You would not know that better that way. You're very precise.
Yeah.
We like it. Did you hear us? We was using your name in vain earlier. Did you hear that? That was pretty fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fun. Thanks for talking about me.
Hell yeah. We're going to do some full frontal nudity before it's over. You like watching other people play. We're going to watch you play before it's over. This is going to be fun. It's going to be great. Hey, if you get a little older, we'll put you on Bob's Granny Porn Channel. It'll be great.
Okay.
Only if Carolyn says it's okay.
Okay. In that session, you said the fronds of the Tree of Life are the stars, gauges of stars that look you up to where you need to go. Carolyn and Bob have the star chart to make this gate work. So when you told me to connect the dots and the dial a mile, are those the stars and the constellations?
It's an elliptical galaxy. It's an elliptical galaxy. You gotta look that up.
Okay.
Also known are a version of a Virgo supercluster. That's what you're trying to find. We're going to answer your goddamn question. If you've got, you got balls enough to ask, we're going to answer your question. But you're going to have to follow it. You're going to have to follow it because you don't know. You don't know. You don't know.
Okay.
But we're telling you. The dwarf ellipticals are huge.
They're huge in size or huge in importance?
Both. Capacity. Virgo supercluster. Okay. We never said that before, ever. So you're doing good. Or either that, either you're doing really good or it's over. either way, the pay's the same. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Okay, what else you got? What else you got, homie?
Okay. Just to comment on the Virgo supercluster. Local supercluster is a mass concentration of galaxies containing the Virgo cluster and local group with which itself contains the Milky Way and the Andromeda galaxies. So that's interesting.
It's the connector. No, that's the connector. That's the connector. So the Virgo SD is one of 10 million superclusters. See, that's what Bob is working on. That's the opening a Hobab condition or a galaxy filament. So, good. The nebula, if you ask Bob, he speaks Finnegan's Wake, would give you a detailed compendium of what the galactic pole attaches to. That's the part that's changing. You can look that up. We can give you a little thingy thing if you want a thingy thing. Don't worry, we'll email it to you. We'll give it to you. We'll do that. We do. It's so, this mail is terminated, so we can send it to you. It's no problem. It's no problem. Ain't got no secrets here, bigot. It's over. Yeah, Ed Long at theinformationfarm.blogspot.com. You better save his requiem if he's going to fix it, because we got to get that on the think I got that on the monolith so people can find reference points to figure out what they're doing here.
Okay. So is Andromeda really where the astronomers have positioned it in the sky?
Close. See, you got a local super galaxy that they're trying to gauge, and they're using old shit to gauge it. So they're using old wineskins with new wine, so it doesn't exactly connect. But if you got the EPOC J2000, that's pretty close. But see, the Doppler shift, they can't calculate the Doppler shift appropriately. So the luminosity would have to change to 3 times 10 to the 2 L1 total. It's off by the binding mass of minus 1.04 times 10 to the 15th over 1 M. So it's off by that much. So if you could take that part out, then you'd guess you'd have a perfect view. But we'd say, what difference does that make in a large-scale dynamic?
So the old wineskin, is that their coordinate system, or is it their spectroscopy that method that's fucked up?
The spectroscopy, we can't even say it. It basically lays out dark matter.
Ooh, okay.
M to the 10 to the 15th M. That's what you're asking. The mass to light ratio. The mass to light ratio, 300 times that of the solar ratio.
Okay. Good. So we're talking magnitude now. Good. Back to...
Absolute magnitude of 4.83. We're so glad you asked.
I never knew why I took that stupid astronomy course in university, that one course. So it's paying off now.
You are becoming the great attractor. You are becoming the great attractor. We're just sorry you lost your first place position. We're sorry about that. But you're in it to win it. So you're gonna show everybody what a four-nights group applies to.
What was that word? Four-nights group?
Four-nax. F-O-R-N-A-X.
Oh, four-nax group. Okay. Thank you.
That's good. So now you're going to have to school before quitting time next Tuesday. You got to school Bob on this shit because he doesn't know what the fuck you're talking about. So you make sure he realizes what the center of the shape the attractor applies to. Okay?
Will do. So, Ion, where specifically in the Andromeda Galaxy is home? You've talked about the Triangulum. Is it close to that, or Pegasus, or Cassiopeia?
We're not giving that right now because wrong people are listening.
Moving
look
on.
In the super. Oh, no! Wait, now we're gonna answer your goddamn question. We're just being careful about it. PMID 251-86900, S2CID 205-240-232. There you go. That's your BIP code, and your super cluster. But we don't mind. We fuck hard. If people fuck, we fuck hard. Hell yeah. You just gotta watch your, bid code. You gotta watch your bid code because you don't know what you're talking about. You're smart, but you have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Just saying.
Okay, I'll use off the formulary, the formulariness, so I can get it.
Don't forget large scale dynamics. That'll help you.
Okay, large scale dynamics. Noted. So,
Lyndon Bell was wrong. Don't follow that. That's a lot of the reference, but that's not correct. That's outside of the boundary. Okay, so, that's just saying. Okay. Just saying.
Hey, Chad, who's Lyndon Bell?
Some astronomer.
A heretic in the world of astronomy.
Is it L-Y-N-D-O-N, Lyndon?
L-Y-N-D-E-N, hyphen okay. Bell, E-E-L-L.
Very oh, good. He's on the money. Mm-hmm.
So, sure. Ion, since we're okay. heading back to
what
Andromeda.
Else you got? What you got?
Since, okay, should I be able to notice Andromeda getting closer in the night sky?
You do. That's what Bob's, oh, wait, we're not supposed, hey Bob, we're not supposed to talk about that, are we?
I don't know. Doesn't matter to me.
Oh.
I won.
Oh. Bob's been thinking now for some, Bob's been seeing it for some time now with the multi-lights in the sky and the cross references. He's seeing it. He's like seeing it from a portal view. It separated the local group out of the normal cluster. He's pulled those together, and he's seen those now. But we're probably not supposed to let that out, but, you know, Linda with an aura will certainly make a note.
Okay. So, astronomers say there's 88 modern constellations that are recognized. That is two times the 40, no?
That's not even a toenail of what it actually is. Not even a toenail. It's what they recognize, though. So, yeah.
Okay. So they also recognize 30 obsolete.
You're trying to bump this into the Hydra Centaurus position supercluster, which is way, way, way less than what you know. Hydra Centaurus supercluster.
Are you saying that I'm trying to do that and that's an error, or that's what I wanted?
Right. It's only a dot. It's only a dot. It's like I got a pen and I put a period on a piece of paper, and that's the Milky Way. It's like, well, yeah, okay, but there's more than that.
Well, they recognize 30 obsolete constellations.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just because they're looking too narrow. Okay.
Sure. Because they up to the Dorado, and oh my God, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. And the Virgo and the Virgo cluster and the Ultra Major group and the Leo 2 group. Jesus, there's a gajillion right there.
Oh, geez, this is great. Okay, Ion, I just made a huge connection.
And the Fornax cluster, they're not even talking about the Fornax cluster. They don't even know what the fuck's going on. This is stupid.
Okay, Ion, I just made a connection
NGC,
now.
NGC 5130 and NGC 5033. How does that fit? Come on now. I'm sorry, we didn't mean to overstink you. Please proceed.
No problem. Okay, now, something just flashed in my brain. So, recently you've been talking to me about developing photos, and then you talked about f-stop in relation to triangulation. So now, looking at the stars in the
and Dekthal. Don't forget Dekthal. Dekthal is the developer.
Dekthal.
What you're now describing is the Dekthal, which is used to develop this premise that you're embracing. Wasn't a false premise, but it was not yet developed. And that's what Dekthal does. Go ahead. Now, Houston, now you're getting somewhere.
Okay, so now f-stop takes on a whole meaning, because that's the ratio between the focal length and the cleared aperture to let the
correct
light through.
An aperture, and then we say from the beginning that becomes an aperture sinus. Yeah.
Right.
So therefore, if you get outside the sculptor group, you might be getting closer. Sculptor group. For the N7793.
Got it. Okay, so this helps because now it allows for telling the position and size and magnitude of these heavenly bodies at a distance.
That's the theorist at E274-01. That's farthest out that they can do. That's outside the Virgo cluster. We'll show you the way home. We're going to give you a goddamn map that you're fixing to use to go home. That's what Ava, Ava's been wanting to know where we go and where exactly this is. You're laying it out. That's pretty good. We're going to go by IC-4662 outside the Milky Way. Pretty good.
Fabulous. So last time we spoke, we were talking about the Sphinx and the pyramids. So I measured the angles.
Yeah.
Like exact angles off the back of the Sphinx to the different pyramids.
Good.
So the angles between the pyramids. So the angle between the second and third pyramid is 25 degrees. And the angle between the great and the second pyramid is 45 degrees. Is there any significance to those?
Yeah, that's the distance between the Sirianus and the E274-01. That's the split in the NGC-5128 group coming, say, due north from the Milky Way. Because it's an eastern position off the Virgo cluster that you're going to go, but you're going north after that. So the distance between those three points are the actual point of off by 25 degrees from the LMC straight to the E274-01. It's off by 25 degrees, so it's the direction home. But now that has anything to do with the lotus bloom. That doesn't have anything to do with forcing the lotus to bloom, okay? But it has everything to do with where you're going.
Okay. Good, good. Okay.
So what you've got to find out, not that easy. You've got to find out the details of galaxy distribution and those densities. And then you're going to find out where you're talking, because the Draco, the Leo Minor, the Canis Vincenzi, the Virgo Cluster. You got to find all that stuff out to make this make sense. You're very smart. You'll figure that out. It's like soap bubbles. You got to figure it out. And you will. But the filamentary structures seem to be not set. The filamentary structures seem to be not set. They're predominant, but they're not set. So what you're trying to prove is the Hydra Centauri supercluster. And that includes everything that'll get you clear direction home. I don't know why you need the map to go home. It's like you want the lights on the car to reach all the way to Andromeda. You only need to be 300 feet ahead of you, the lights, that is.
Okay. In that session, you also said all the portals are open, the stars are lining up. Are the stars lining up in a helix, like the symbols?
No, an order of 20 to 40 MPC in diameter. They're spherical, roughly spherical now. That includes all the voids in space, all the voids in space for the Centauri supercluster. You're doing good. You've done your homework, Biggin. You're doing good tonight. Good look at you.
So what's
you're destroying,
the...
hey Chad, you're destroying G.G. Young, the medium of choice for the dark journalist. And she thinks we're all the leader taking us to Mars. So, Cider Somerset, if you ever hears this, your job is to go over there and tell them to stop their foolishness and get the fuck over here. Well, we not be here anymore, maybe. But, let's check the archives. Especially what you just heard. They need to be brought up to date. And they need to send her $30 fucking, for fuck's sake. $30, that's all we ask.
Dad, he's quoting, they're quoting Harlow Shapley, 1959 book of Stars and Men. Harlow Shapley, that's hysterical. Only Bob could pull it out of his ass. Only Bob, Carol is astounded. Only Bob could pull it out of his ass.
Yep.
Higgs Bob.
Bring it up. So Arlo Sharpley. Good God. That's ridiculous. Alright, what else you got, Diggin?
The voids. You just mentioned voids.
Are we gonna have a rave this weekend? What have we got on the schedule for this weekend? You got a rave going tonight? Wait, this weekend?
No.
What's up?
No raves in a while, no.
Damn, sorry. Sorry about that. You are still the great attractor, though. You are the great attractor.
Okay, so you mentioned voids just there, and we've had a lot of talk about avoiding the noid and stuff. So what's the significance of the voids here in this navigation?
The distance, because you can't go to where you're going. You got to avoid the noid. The void won't get you there. You got to know. That's why you're bringing this up. That's the whole nebula conservative position for the supercluster. You gotta know or learn the Doppler shift so you don't end up in nothingness. Remember?
Yes, the Doppler shift is important. Yeah, got it.
Of course.
Okay.
You gotta know the binding mass. 1.48 times 10 to the 15th power.
Okay.
You drop the luminosity. Don't worry about the luminosity. It'll be 3 times 10 to the 12th power. But that total won't apply. You'll still end up cold and alone with luminosity. Go with the binding mass. And you gotta tell Bob all about this because he's gonna wanna know.
Okay. Binding mass. I will let Bob know.
Well, because okay, you know what you're calculating, you're looking at the North Galactic Pole. You've gotta figure from where you are. You don't even know where you are. You see? So you got to go back to, say, like John Herschel. Jesus God, Bob was just a little boy in 1863. That's when they tried to lay out these different positions of these fields in the Earth that works out with where the Earth is in parity with references to Andromeda. And they were actually pretty good at it, but they had no idea what the fuck they were talking about. But they were pretty close. They said horseshoes are hand grenades, they'd have won first place.
Was that parity, okay, like P-A-R-I-T-Y?
It is. Okay, get to some meat. You're babbling, psycho-babble, nobody cares. Eugene's bored, goddammit. Get
okay.
Something interesting. Let's all talk right. About pussy or something. That's what the...
Okay, Chad, we have to end soon, so wrap up whatever you're going to do.
Hurry up, get some good points. Get something good. What do you want to know? You had, hey, Chad, what would you ask if you had one last question? What would you ask?
When do we get paid?
Cashy money for everybody. Everybody gets a drinky drink and some cashy money. That's good. Perfect. That's perfect. Okay, hurry up. You got one last question. What would it be?
So Ion, does this connect to those fractions that Bert just brought up from Ring 9?
Yes, it does. Bert's very good at this. Bert's ethereal, meaning he doesn't do the scientific side, but it always attaches. And see, that's what everybody's been fussing at us about forever. We take the word and the math and the triangulation and the visceral and the ephemeral, how does it feel, and applies it all to the lotus blooming. And Bert intuitively does that naturally. He thinks that way. He's not offended by it in any way. That's why he's up the top of the food chain. But that's why he's not bound to his realm. He meets Bob most nights at his appointed time. Actually. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Ion. You gave me a lot of meat.
You're welcome, Wickham. Tastes great.
It's been a good run, Chad. 13 years.
It's been a good run. It's been a good run. Bob and Hope for so much more, but it's been a good run.
You're all disappointing, but I guess I can.
That's pretty good.
Okay,
thanks, Chad. So just if we may not have a chance to talk about it, so Julie at Support had a dream about me and Carolyn. Who were the Mexican-Americans that were guarding her in her apartment or something? Are they the cartel or something else in Bali?
Sinaloan cartel, yeah. Sinaloan cartel, yeah.
Well, she lives down there. Is she vulnerable?
Well, fuck yeah. You think?
But I saved her.
God, Bob. I come out of the ass of a jackal. Am I vulnerable? Fuck yes. Yes, you're vulnerable. Are you kidding?
No, so I saved her in the dream. Is that the, already happened?
So far. So far. Good. Everything's kind of up and down. Everything's a little bit up and down, but yeah. So far. We're going to, so far, so good is the way we can go with that.
Okay, so a guest, 2425 asked, what is really going on with the railroad derailment in Ohio? I know JW was talking about it.
Oh, that's the weapon of mass destruction. The when they burned those chemicals, it made that entire area a nuclear blast zone. The animals are dying, the fish are dying, the Ohio River's poisoned. It's all going from then out on one little train thing. And this is what all Pete Buttigieg, he's a transportation super guru, and he let this happen. So he now ruined the train thing, because they can't have oil going on the pipeline, so we gotta have it on the train rail with nuclear waste. Yeah. It was your own nuclear disaster.
Well, was it helped along by the Pentagon aliens?
of course.
Okay.
Of course.
All right, there it is.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's the great distraction. The great distraction.
Okay, Linda, I moved you ahead of the line. You better have something good, Linda.
Okay. I just have a few questions, Tom. Okay. Hi,
Ion. Hey, honey. How you doing? You got a notebook extra? Better get you some extra notebooks. You might need them.
Yeah, I'm actually running out of this one.
We know.
I wanted to check out about what's going on with the mind, body, and spirit products. Are they coming out anytime soon?
Hopefully very soon if y'all live long enough to engage them, yes.
Okay. That's why
they're being produced in Louisville, Kentucky. Thanks to Bob. Bob's great work. Bob is a great worker.
I pulled some strings there,
Bob's
Linda.
He's pulled some strings.
I used to have some gay clack down there, a gay little clique. I think. Well, most of them are bisexual,
Pitching or catching. Bob didn't know which side he attached to. He was pitching or catching. He didn't know for sure. But yeah, it's in Louisville, Kentucky, and it's in process. That's the way to say it nicely. And we hope it works before Bob does his work. But see, mind, body, spirit was supposed to be for those that were becoming, but now it's moved up. Bob's moved up the game plan at this point, because now watch what they're not saying on the news. They're saying there's no alien interactions. They were just balloons. They were just little spherical objects. Well, they didn't have a balloon. Okay, no, they weren't alien. No, they weren't. It was not alien. There's no extraterrestrial interaction here. And they're like all over the place, all of a sudden. So it's been amped up. It's been amped up way faster than it was otherwise. So we hope it makes it, but if not, we may have to just go straight to ascension and living water and bread of living water. As Bob calls bread of life.
Yeah, and if you can't take the living water, tough shit. That's all we got for you.
Well, that's right. It'll have to doodle. You can do better. That's right. So it's amped up a little bit faster. But we're trying to solve it to the point where you have enough time to engage it. There is no time. But at the same time, those realities have to coalesce into the reality that you're trying to write about. You're saying, okay, I got to get myself together. How do I get myself together if the end of the world's next Tuesday?
Exactly.
Hey, Linda, did you say mind, body, spirit? I think they're brain, body, spirit. What's the three names?
No.
Mind, body, spirit. That's what she
said. Oh, you dropped the brain.
No, I said it. Mind, not brain. Yeah. Mind, body, spirit.
They were brain. She said beginning.
No.
No.
What do you mean? I fucking named them. I know what I mean.
Sure. Well, you're ridiculous. You're ridiculous. You can barely get to your job on time. You can barely go to work.
I had brain, dick,
you
vagina. That's what I had.
he
has go
he
for
has
the lowbrow.
He has corpus callosum somewhere. There's a corpus callosum in there somewhere. We're sure.
So if we're not going to have a show, up until the 25th at least,
we don't know.
Okay.
We don't know. No, the bets are all off. JW's leaving as soon as this show is over to get ready for Bob, and then we'll see how it goes from there. He's gone.
So the question is,
should be success or bunker time? Should be success or bunker time? We'll see how it goes.
Hey, would you kindly make the water warm like you did 2 months ago that day? Can you continue to remember make the water warm?
If you take your bitch ass to the ocean, we will. But you got to go to the ocean before that matters.
Bob.
You got to show up.
Bob, I think Ion has better things to do than warm up the ocean.
I'm more important than you this week, Carolyn. I need to be taken care of. I'm fickle, Carolyn. I might not show up. What if I don't show up? 10,000 years of slow, painful journeying out the window.
I can hear Bob right there. Fuck open that hole, Bob. I've had enough.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
I'm taking loafing out of court for 10,000 years of fucking fake.
That's right.
Wall Street investment.
Bob's gonna call a habeas corpus on the open air hope app. Bring forth the body. We want to see
I got 31 trillion, Linda. I got $31 trillion, so don't fuck with me, Linda.
Yeah, it's true. It ain't worth a damn. It won't buy a Happy Meal at McDonald's. It's $31 trillion. Well, they won't buy a Happy Meal. That's right.
I'll always have more than the next person, no matter how tiny it is.
Yeah, bless his heart. That's right.
So if there's not going to be a show, how are we going to know how to get a hold of the product since it won't be through?
Don't care.
Right.
Not my problem. Not our problem.
we don't care. That's your problem.
If you ain't got it worked, if you ain't got your coordinates worked out by now, I'm not sure we're the qualified one to help you.
That's Chad. He'll work it out.
Yeah, ask Buzz Coastin. Buzz Coastin might know. Check with Buzz Coastin. He'd probably help you out.
Okay, so I had a question about the Citadel of Consciousness. What is that in relation to non-physical?
It challenges the position that sets what non-physical is. It makes you question the capacity of considering non-physicality. It's nothing much more use, much more past that, but at least it does that.
Okay, so the Citadel Consciousness isn't merged with non-physical then?
No, it's an example of how it connects. That's the right way to say that.
It's the original two conversations.
It's sloppy.
The original two conversations.
Yeah, it's sloppy. It's like the four agreements. You know, that four agreements ridiculous.
No one ever say that, Linda. I'm original. The original two conversations. Hendiades, one by means of two.
Mm-hmm. So, what is it? What is the Citadel of Consciousness in relationship to spirit? Is that the same thing?
Oh, that's duality. Duality.
Spirit is duality.
Which is not anxiety. Which is not anxiety. It's duality.
Oh, spirit
it's
is
the
duality.
Up and the down. Yeah.
You said you were blurry, Linda. Did you say spirit? You said spirit.
Yes. The spirit is duality. That's interesting. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, so is there any advantage to being part Nephilim in the ascension process that was brought up on Tailgate?
Maybe. Don't depend on it, but yeah, maybe.
Okay. And I was wondering about binaural beats. They have some programs that say that certain binaural beats lengthen the telomeres. Is that possible? Is that true?
No.
Okay, how about reducing inflammation? Can you listen to binaural beats and reduce inflammation?
Oh, for God's sake. You'd be better off following total fucked up biology. That's a better way to do it. Fucked up biology would help you more than that.
Just take Remax for both.
Take Remax.
Okay.
But what is it she was talking about, Helen? I didn't get the word. Beats? Oh, yeah.
Binaural beats. Okay, I have some other questions, but I think I'll ask Bob the questions on tailgate so someone else can ask you. So
well,
this is the last show.
Give us a one good one. We fuck with you, honey. We've been fucking with you forever, and we kept your goddamn children alive, so you can ask one question. Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, one of them's in Hawaii and Maui right now.
Nice.
She's going to be there for
you. You better never fucking cut. She better not invite me to dinner or anything like that. Keep her distance.
Yeah, she's actually
won't be going back.
Lahaina, I guess it is.
That's the other end.
Okay.
That's where the pinks go.
Okay. I had a question about, Bob was talking on tailgate about non-physical, about you, and says that there's limits to that you're always fucked up in what you talk about, which may be due to the limits of verbal communication and the verbal mind.
There's no verbal mind. The mind stands on its own, and it has to communicate verbally, so others can connect to it. That is the drop, the connection. If you could just know what you know and just have that ethereal knowing, you wouldn't have to be able to explain it. That's why Bob does so good or so bad, that communication. He gets on his own little tear, and that's the tear. If you get it, great. But if you don't, you land somewhere between James Joyce and Marshall McLuhan, and you're lost in space.
Okay, and he says that non-physical knows it's all stupid mind stuff, and we don't need any of it to ascend. Also said that the great emphasis on, so I'm looking at the fact that you have and Bob have a great emphasis on doing our homework, following all the sessions, keeping up on the latest developments and events. And on the same hand, you're also saying that it's all stupid mind stuff and you don't need it to ascend. So, which is part for me of falling apart, which I've been going through lately because.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tried so much.
Stop. Don't. Too many words. Slow down. We're looking for verbs. No more words. We're looking for verbs. What's happening is you have to keep your eyes wide open to see what the fuck is going on. Which if you look around today, you're like, oh my Jesus fucking God, how in the hell would I live in a world that this shit is going on? Right? And then you have to go back to what you know. Then what you know is very different than that. Mm-hmm.
So is the purpose in...
Hot dogs, baseball, apple pies, and Chevrolet. If you know that, you know something. But that's not what they're promoting today. You see.
Who are you quoting, Linda?
You.
Did I say that, whatever you were saying?
You.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so,
it's nothing, I don't remember it, I don't care that you said it, you know, that's the point.
Perfect example. So, if engaging with you, it's important for ascension, but it's not for the content of what is being said. So is it that the engagement with you is that it allows us to be in the interval and outside of our mind enough while we're still using it to communicate to you with?
Maybe. But then you have something to engage it by. So you've listened to us long enough so you know what not to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've listened to us long enough so you know not what to say. And then all of a sudden it applies because you're kind of like, okay, if I stay within these ramifications or parameters, I can carry on the conversation. Or as we jokingly say, if you talk about Bob, you can have hours upon hours upon hours of show time. But if you're not, if you don't begin with, include, or end with Bob, you're screwed. Same thing. If you do it that way, then you go, oh, okay, I got the assignment. There's a rap song about that. I got the assignment. Then when you have the assignment, then it all comes back to you. You can figure it out. Or you can start right justifying your XY axis within those parameters. And that's what Chad was doing tonight. Did you hear what Chad had to say? He did. He did really good tonight.
Yeah, he did after releasing it.
Wasn't as good as Bert. Wasn't as good as Bert. Bert's on the money. Bert's on fire.
Yeah.
On fire. He's like the Pointer Sisters. He's got that thing now. He got it going on. Mm-hmm.
So does engaging with you and Bob raise our frequency?
Can. Does Alyssa? It does, Allison, because she's not fucking herself to death. She's learned how to, she's fucking more now than she ever did with Dave. This is crazy. Pretty good. We ain't mad. We ain't mad. Enjoy yourself.
Okay, that's all I have for right now. Hope to talk to you.
What about Barb Peterson? Barb Peterson, she's getting it too. She's actually doing really good.
Oh, she is. She hasn't been on
she's
for quite a while.
Good.
Is she still
I know, she's listening.
Huh?
Well, she joined the church
great.
That has orgies. She joined the church that has
yeah.
orgies.
No.
Oh,
no. They take communion with Alamo beer.
She's in Texas now, right?
The redneck church where they drank beer at church.
She's fucking the church. She's having sex with
she got her little buddy. Her son is doing better. He was getting fucked up in California, but her son is doing way better in Texas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much, Linda.
Just to let you know that to be a part of the Subgeniuses, it's more like $50 now than 30.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That was long.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
And which daughter is over here?
One of the twins, Lisa.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Ion. Thank you, Bob.
Right, Ion Jasper
yes,
had a
baby.
Question. He's trying to say there's no time, so he says we're already in Andromeda. What do you say to that?
We don't care. We don't even care if we give a fuck who Jasper is, so go away.
Yeah, Jasper, you're going to have to call in if you want to know stuff.
Yeah, yep. Who's Jasper? Why after all these years, no one's ever heard who Jasper is, so yeah. There's not. Relax. Roll a blunt, Jasper. You'll be all right. Don't worry about it. You'll be okay.
Go ahead, Melissa. See,
oh,
Bob's
God,
playing his pet. Bob's letting his pet go.
You get a lesson in here? That's pretty fun. She better hurry. Unmute yourself, honey bunny.
There she fell asleep.
Susanna has a question.
Okay, Susanna.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh,
hey, baby.
Hey. Hi.
Here I am.
Hi, Bob.
Oh, oh. God.
Oh,
okay, so listen, Susanna gets her question first.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks. Hey, Ion. I keep having a memory come to me about a few years ago, a while back. I had to take an IQ test to get a job. It was amazing. Was that a good example of being in the flow?
Well, it's proving your position of the flow. Proving your position of the flow. That's what it's about. You could capitulate in the position that was being presented, so therefore you were apt. Now, had you not been apt, it would have been a disappointment. But because you were apt, then it was euphoric. It was like, oh, well, I am somebody. Oh, yeah, I am not fucked up. Oh, yeah, I am okay. You know, yeah.
Hmm.
That's the only question you had on your last show and the last question of the last run.
No,
wow,
no.
That's great.
I have one more. In what way can I improve my OA movement?
Do them. You sloppy.
Well,
you're not striving. Yeah, well, you should do them every day, and you're not, and you're sloppy. If you get your bill, call Bert, love Bert up, offer Bert sex, maybe
drink some of Barb's beer. Join that church.
Yeah, get some. Take communion at the Cowboy Church, the Cowboy, what is it, Cowboy Rodeo Church.
Okay,
so,
well, just
be more,
can you
be more focused.
Well, okay.
Watch
but
the
when
video.
You say...
Stop. Watch the video. We're not doing this. Watch the videos. Do the videos. Bert did everything. He's done everything but do it for you. Watch the videos. Do those things. And watch yourself in the mirror. Do those things because you're sloppy. That's all we're saying. Mm-hmm. You're doing pretty good. But
okay,
ridiculous.
We got to go.
No.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you. Thank
Talk
you,
Bert.
Thank you, Bob.
If you be sweet to Bert, he'll help you. He will. If you
okay.
be sweet. Don't be an asshole.
I will.
Don't be an asshole.
I won't. Thank you. Thank you. I will. Thank you.
Okay. Fucking Turbo Bridge.
Come on.
Okay.
Fucking Turbo Bridge. That's what we've been saying. That's the best thing about going to Andromeda. Build his goddamn Turbo Bridge and go straight to the pit of hell. Go straight to goddamn hell. I'm sick of that. Then Bob said, you're typing too fast. That's what's wrong. You're typing too fast. Well, fuck, we don't have to type at all. We through with that shit. Fuck
okay.
That. Yeah.
Ion. Ion, I've been at the piano, as you know, so I just want to put that out there. And my first question is, does the 5G that's over 300 megahertz or 30 gigahertz activate the second amino acid in the ascending?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Is the A flat key going to tune and perfect the autonomic system of the ascending?
No, but it's going to redefine it. It's going to redefine it.
Okay, thank you. Is the fifth gate made up of 11 pea brains? Okay.
That's your answer.
Thank you.
Good. Next.
Okay.
Come on now.
Okay. Yep. The next one. Ian. I recall you stating that the DC, so the AC radio waves were going away, and the DC stepped modulation was replacing the AC. You said that the AC was being used for another function. When you said that, I assumed that it was the military. So, but my new question is, do the monolith use AC or DC radio waves?
Neither.
Okay. That works.
That's a Bob thing. That's a Bob thing. We ain't talking about it because there's too many, all the wrong people are listening. Bob's done all he could do to get 12 people to show up and sort of hang out with Bob, and then millions of people are listening on the other side trying to sop up everything like biscuits and gravy. Y'all have no idea what's been presented for you that's been given free. Freely been provided for y'all. And y'all took advantage of it and didn't use it to your best advantage. So, love you. Mean it. Have a nice day.
Okay, so I have to be on this screen in order to talk. Fucking Turbo Bridge.
Well, whatever. Come on. You ain't got about a minute anyway.
Yeah, okay. So the next one is,
You got 3 minutes.
Okay. So you said that Tesla figured out, how to use the ground to send electricity, so there weren't any wires.
Yeah.
And
Nikola Tesla. Yes.
Right. Okay, so you're saying that 5G is new, it's different than 4G, and that it's like Tesla, what Tesla figured out. Mm-hmm. Okay,
it's
so...
It's a form or example of it. Yeah. That's your best question for your last engagement. Cool.
Okay. What's a good hourly contracting rate?
Just leave the money on the nightstand, honey. That's the best way. If you do it right, they'll leave the gratuity on the nightstand. That's how that
No,
works.
It's That's not easy. Like that. Okay, my last question is, well, it's not a question.
I'm too weak, I'm too poor, I ain't gonna do it for a dime no more. 15 cents is my new price, but give me a quarter and I'll do it twice.
Okay, Ion, here's an endorsement for you because you know how Carolyn and RNA Reset, they get endorsements and they, you know, Okay, so yeah,
We like Carolyn. Yep.
I do too. Thank you, Carolyn. So when I talk to you about my latest job, you and I talked about it and it was what I wanted, blah, blah, blah. And then you said, give it 30 seconds. So I just want everyone to know, I mean, I'm grateful and I took that and applied that and I was not taken aback when that company went down. But I just want to endorse my Ion, my non-physical, and Ion who's here, that literally telling me don't give it 30 seconds. You said give it 30 seconds for the job. And the company went under. So this whole like Ion doesn't know shit and Ion's not saying the right shit. I mean, there's one for your book. So I understand.